Hi, George Weber. Great news for car buyers this May. Weber Value Pricing and Weber Trade Assistance are both continuing. Every vehicle is available at Weber Value Pricing, including Cruises for $15,400 and Malibus for $16,900. There are no gimmicks. The Weber Value Price is available to everyone with no asterisks and no hidden rebates. With Weber Trade Assistance, when you trade a vehicle, you will receive top dollar for your trade and pay $1,000 less for the new vehicle. So check WeberChevrolet.com for the Weber Value Price, then pay $1,000 less on top of your trade for every vehicle, including Equinox and Silverado. Yes, that makes your Cruise price just $14,400 and your Malibu price just $15,900 minus your trade. Again, every vehicle is on sale. Go to WeberChevrolet.com, call, or stop at your nearest location. Then take off an additional $1,000 when you trade. That's $14,400 for a Cruise, $15,900 for a Malibu, $1,000 under Weber Value Pricing on everything else in the largest selection of Chevys in the Midwest. It's only at Weber Chevrolet. Four locations or at WeberChevrolet.com. Close Memorial Day, Chevy runs
the... Have storm damage to your roof, siding, or gutters? Hi, Mark Connolly, manager of Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. A family tradition for over 100 years. 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
Minions Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
the air.
And we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of...
Oh!
Yeah!
Oh!
Yeah!
Oh!
Bring it home!
So get loose and up, we're about to get...
That was a scene from Fifty Shades of Grey. I've never read the book, but I think there's some spanking in it.
Oh, and we talked about on Friday. You were on assignment on Friday.
Yes, I was.
The sale of Benoit balls has been through the roof since that book came out.
Oh, is it in the book, too?
Yes.
Okay, that explains it.
Why,
my
wife loves that book?
Well, oh. Yes, and she mentions these balls. These.
Oh.
That's where she got it.
Uh-oh.
That book. Look at Tina. Look at Tina acting like she doesn't want to participate.
She hasn't purchased any.
She knows exactly. She's wearing them now.
Oh, no.
Oh yeah, right.
She's working them right now while she's sitting over there.
Oh, that's gross.
I have some in.
Good afternoon and welcome to the May 21st edition Opinions Playhouse.
Hey!
Brought to you by Chandler Hill Vineyards. We'll talk more about them after we talk about ourselves. Our control board operator is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are not hearing from your current advisor, you need to call Mark and Jason because they talk to their clients every quarter. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Tina Benoit Balls Dalpiez. Say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
And surely, you know, somewhere out there, there is a guy named, Asian guy named Benoit. You know there is.
Yeah,
you know
be.
There is. Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser rights. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
You are?
What?
Rat Boy says he's doing some tighten-up exercises now. He's holding internally the what kind of ball?
Cheese
balls.
Oh, man. Aren't they going to crunch all up?
That's cheese puffs.
That's bad.
That is bad. How about these guys? Bruce Limpurst and the All-Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody. Hey, sit down, please. Sit down. Well, they did. They sat down. They shut up.
Wow.
Brought to you by Chandler Hill Vineyards and the upcoming opening of the Chandler Hill Vineyards Farmers Market. It opens this coming Sunday, May 27th. This is farmers markets. How can you not like the farmers market, especially Peon, you and Andy?
Yeah, we love those.
Run around to that kind of stuff. Now you don't have to go so far to find a great farmers market at Chandler Hill Vineyards. They have a farmer's market you can walk down and enjoy, and it's among the vines where they produce their famous Lake Hawk. And tell me again what it is.
Vignol.
Vignol. Thank you. Fresh produce, herbs, I don't know anything about herbs. Give me an herb. Name an herb.
Thyme, parsley, rosemary,
oregano.
Okay, yeah. Is cinnamon an herb? That's a spice.
Yes.
Yes, it's a spice, or yes?
Yes, it's a spice.
What's another herb?
Rosemary.
Okay. See, I don't know because my wife does not cook, so right. We don't have any herbs. Honey, I know what that is. Artisan bread. Fiber arts. What is that? Fiber arts.
I don't know.
Is that artwork made out of fiber?
I had that one time after I had a lot of fiber.
Oh, that. No, that was fiber. Something else.
Yeah.
Arts with an F in front.
That's right.
Preserves. Salsas. Soaps. I like. You know what I like? Those places where they get big chunks of soap.
Yeah.
And they got chunks of stuff in them that smell good. That you can't buy in a regular, supermarket.
Here we go. Fiber art is a style of fine art which uses textiles such as fabric, yarn, and natural and synthetic fiber.
There you go. They're going to have a lot of that. Aromatherapy, pottery, photography, fresh-cut flowers, all part of the Chandler Hill Vineyards Farmers Market that starts this coming Sunday.
What time?
Noon to 4.
Does that mean
runs all the way through November?
You can go have wine and stuff right afterwards?
Absolutely. You're at Chandler Hill, for goodness sakes. You can do all kinds of things.
Nice.
And there's a 5K, 10K run for the troops on Monday, Memorial Day. This is the second year in a row they've done this. It'll benefit the Fisher House, which has been serving military families since 1990. You make a donation of $35, and you not only participate in the race, but you'll get a T-shirt and bagels and fruit and juice at the finish line. I would never get those things because I would never get to the finish line. So I would get no bagels, no fruit. I would just be found lying down dead with my T-shirt on. You also get a glass of champagne at the finish. It's going to be a great day. It starts at 10 a.m. sharp, so runners should arrive no later than 9:45 Memorial Day the 28th. You want to know more? Go to this website, ChandlerHillVineyards.com. All right, a lot of things to talk about here. My son called a while ago, my older son, and he said, "Dad, you have to go online and see these morons who put their child in a laundromat washing machine."
Oh, my goodness.
So I said to Peon, I said, "Hey, my son says there's a..." And Peon said, "I already know about it." And so it's on our Facebook page. If ever there were parents who should have their kid taken away, wait till you see this. These losers in a laundromat, and they pick the kid up and put the kid in a washer, close the door, and it starts, and the suds and the water, and they can't get the kid out. They're frantic because
rambling.
It locks.
Yeah.
Well, don't do that.
Not a good prank.
No, I don't know. But it's kind of frightening. But it ends well. They get the kid out. The manager comes over. But that kid could have drowned. Could have had concussions flipping around inside that washer. So it's on our Facebook page, facebook.com/AM and the PM. I saw on Channel 2, that's the American Idol station. That's the Fox 2. Fox is an American Idol. American Idol is a Fox show. And I'm watching this promo they're running where you get a chance, I think, to go down to watch the finale. You watch it at Channel 2.
Really?
Who does that? who would want to do that?
I don't know.
Why would you want to go sit down there to watch? I don't know that I get that, but hey, I don't get a lot of things. Before the show, let me prove that I have iced tea. That's my plastic cup of iced tea from a place downstairs. As I'm standing in line to get my iced tea, behind me was a woman, young woman, talking to her young man friend. And it is exactly what I have told you so many times. Irritates me to the point that I wanted to just turn around and go, "Would you please stop talking?" Because here's exactly what she was saying.
No.
He turns around and says, "Did you call her?" I guess a mutual friend. She says, "Yeah." And she's like, "Where are you?" And I'm like, "I'm at Westport Plaza." And she's like, "What are you doing at Westport?"
Oh, no.
And I'm like, "Well, I'm here with Bob." And she's like, "What are you guys doing?" And I'm like, "We're having lunch." She's like, "What are you having?" And I'm like, "Well, we're having..." I want to go, "Shut up! Shut it up!" I should have just said, "Hey, why don't you shut up?" That, talking like that, like.
Oh, did you, like, shut up?
Yeah, thank you. Boy, that's irritating. And there's so many people that do it, and they don't have a clue they're doing it.
Mostly women, I would say, do that.
Well, I didn't want to say that.
Well, I did.
It does mostly seem to be women. My wife starts it until I nip it in the bud. Once she starts that, I go, you're doing...
Nip it in the bud.
Yes, you're doing the like thing. And she has a tendency to pick up some of that stuff until I shut it down.
I've heard Dan do it once or twice.
Me?
I think we all do it a little. But if you ever catch me, okay, doing this. So I came in a while ago, and I'm like, hey, where's the boss? And they're like, well, he's out. And I'm like, where? And they're like, I don't know. It's like the golf tournament or something. And I'm like, what's he doing there? And they're like, okay, then just punch me in the face right then, because that's way too many. That's a month's worth of the word like in 10 seconds.
Yeah, I think Dan probably does it after he hangs out with Alyssa for a while.
Well, you know what? I that would happen.
I like that's possible.
To pick up her lingo.
Yeah.
Last night, I watched for the first time something on Current TV. I didn't want to because it's Al Gore's channel, and I can't stand Al Gore. That's not a political stand. I no matter what party he would be with, it's a green channel, and I'm sick of his green stuff and his hypocrisy.
Well,
and,
I am in the PM.
Well, thank you, Al. And, but I when I saw the title of the show, as I'm going through the guide, I had to record it, so I did, and I watched it last night. And here was the title, Aileen. The Death of a Serial Killer. Aileen Wuornos, who Charlize Theron played in the movie Monster. I have never seen such a crazy person in my life. There's a British documentarian, and he had more access than anybody to her right up until she died. And if you get a chance, it's 2 hours. You want to see what a crazy person is all about? Watch this chick. Wow, is she crazy. It's fascinating crazy, because you need to see that it is possible for a human being to be that twisted and demented. She was out of her mind. I was ready to go to bed, and I saw where I had recorded it, so I thought, well, I'll just, you know, I used to go do, I'm just watch a couple of minutes. Next thing, I watched the whole 2 hours. I couldn't stop watching it. I was riveted.
I wasn't paying attention. Were you just talking about my ex-wife?
No.
Oh.
No.
Aileen Wuornos.
Oh.
6 weeks ago, Lou Ferrigno, and you know who Lou Ferrigno is.
Yes.
He's the Hulk. He was that incarnation of David Banner, and he's been on Celebrity Apprentice. 6 weeks ago, I didn't know this till today, he had surgery, and now for the first time in his life can hear without any sort of hearing or equipment or cochlear implant or anything. He can hear now.
Oh, without the cochlear implant?
With nothing. What must that be like? He had surgery.
Okay.
Evidently, there's some kind of new technology. Well, I'm sure it did, but can you imagine all of a sudden?
Oh, it did. Well, I've seen a documentary on those people that had the cochlear implants.
Well, it says now without the aid of any hearing, so I assume that's he didn't have anything.
And it was somebody that was in their 40s or 50s, and they had it done. And for a while, it was almost like too much for them to handle.
Well, it kind of drove them crazy.
Because you didn't know what you were hearing.
Well,
you
it's coming through your skull.
You didn't know words. I mean, you couldn't understand
words. I know a guy who has that, and honest to goodness, you don't know that he has it. He has become so accustomed to identifying sounds and noise. I've never had to repeat anything to this guy when I've been around him, but you can see that thing up on his head, and you know, but I don't know what it sounds like to people. Does everything sound kind of muddy? Or I don't know, but hey, it's better than not hearing, that's for sure. Saturday Night Live. Now, Mike Evans came on here last week, and remember he went on and on about what a disaster the Mick Jagger thing. Oh my goodness, the rehearsals are such a disaster, they don't even know if he's going to be able to pull it off. Well, I watched it Saturday night, and I thought Mick Jagger was hilarious. Peon, you saw it.
Yeah.
I thought it was hysterical.
Yeah, he did all right.
He was so much better than I expected him to be. And Kristen Wiig, it was her last night. And I just thought the Ruby Tuesday thing, did you see the thing where each cast member danced with her to Goodbye Ruby Tuesday? I thought it was really good. Again, they snapped back to what Saturday Night Live ought to be, and I'm going to miss Kristen Wiig. Good luck bringing in somebody to replace her. But they've done it before. There have been other times we wrote them off as dead, and then they bring somebody like her in. Yesterday, I was in Kingdom City, Missouri. Kingdom City is about 80 miles from here. It is a truck stop intersection of Highway 54 and Interstate 70. So we got some fuel for the vehicle, gasoline, and we went in and peed and got a I got a bag of pork rinds. And a
this is a good story so far.
It is a good story, and it gets better. In the back of the car, behind my seat on the floor, I saw this pile of magazines, Women's Health,
right.
Self Magazine, Red Book, all that crap. And I said, what are all these magazines doing? She said, oh, she said, I meant to throw them away when we were at the lake, and I forgot. And I said, well, my goodness, there must be like 30 pounds of magazines. So I picked them up, and I dumped them in, you know, the island where you pump gas. There are trash things there.
Yeah.
So I dump them in the trash. She says, what are you doing? I said, I'm throwing these magazines away. Those have our name on them.
Oh.
I said, so what? Well, anybody that digs in there is going to see our name on those magazines. And I said, and again, so what?
Well,
aren't you afraid of identity theft? And I said, no, not from a stamp of on a magazine with a mailing address. I mean, my goodness. I said, how many people do you think go in here to this truck stop place and charge candy? And they got more information on them. Well, you shouldn't have thrown them in there.
Or does she normally throw them away?
I have no idea what she was going to do. I can't
believe you don't recycle those.
Recycle?
Yeah, you throw them in the recycle bin.
We put them in the recycle barrel at the house and roll it up for them to pick them up.
Yeah.
Let somebody else recycle them. I didn't want them in the car. How many magazines can women read, by the way? Does Angela read this crap?
No, she's not a big, especially
I've said this before.
Ones.
Every one of them, every month, has the same five stories. 6 great looks for spring. 10 ways to get your man to say I love you. How to take off 3 inches in 3 weeks. Every one is the same magazine. Still buy them.
Does she get Cosmopolitan?
No.
That's a good
one. No, because it encourages, having sex.
Yes.
Yes, it does.
She's not having any part of that.
Nope.
Tears all those pages out.
Because guys like to read that.
It really is. Cosmo is a really good magazine for men to look at.
Yeah.
Because it kind of tells you what the hot chicks are thinking.
Yeah.
He's right.
Yeah, but we're all married.
Thanks for reminding me.
We can dream, can't we?
Now, I'm in a store over the weekend, and there are some candles on sale. Last week we talked about these candles they got out now, mm-hmm. the man scent candles, the scent of sawed wood or grass freshly cut. So I'm looking at these candles, and I don't know about you, but I take the lids off and smell them if it says pumpkin pie.
Oh,
you know,
sure, yeah.
How do they get those things to
the
smell
scent?
Exactly like, here's one I picked up. It said banana nut bread candle.
Ooh.
Honest to goodness, if I'd had a blindfold on and somebody put it up to my nose, I'd go, oh, man, give me a bite of that banana nut bread. How do they do that?
It must be an extract of something they add to the wax. Yeah, I'm not...
Have you ever smelled the linen? It smells just like laundry.
White cotton or whatever.
That's had a downy fabric. So it's unbelievable.
We have those at our house, and we'll light them up, and it's like...
Christmas or the cookie one. There.
Oh, yeah.
Sugar cookie.
Friday, we go over to visit a friend over in Illinois. His name is Bob Moore. Bob Moore. Robert Moore. Pretty common name. We start talking, and he's semi-retired, and we're talking about traveling and where they've been and where they're going, and he said, well, we'll be driving. We drive everywhere. We don't fly. And I said, really? Why not? And he said, because I can't get on a plane. I'm on the terror watch list.
Oh. What?
And I said, well, are you kidding? What? He said, no, I wish I were kidding. He said, but I'm not. And I said, your name is Bob Moore. He said, I know. And get this. He has asked and asked and asked, and Homeland Security will not give him an answer. He has no clue why he's on this list. And he said, well, here's a better story. He said, we have friends. Their 3-year-old granddaughter is on the list. They can't fly with her. And he said they won't answer their questions either. They have begged. Somebody give us an explanation why he said they will not answer you.
You can't get an attorney to get that
all
straightened out? Really?
Good luck.
That doesn't seem right. You know who you need to get is the ACLU or somebody like that to get behind your cause.
Yeah.
I got a feeling you might be wasting your time.
I don't know. Those ACLU people are pretty
persistent.
They are pretty persistent.
I'm not sure.
Kristen Wiig, we mentioned it was her last. Get this. She has, in the next 18 months, lined up to complete six movies.
Wow. I have a feeling they're going to burn people out with her.
Secret Life of Walter Mitty, Despicable Me, Freezing People is Easy, The Comedian, How to Train Your Dragon, and another one here. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and one more, and I didn't print the second
page. Of them might be just voice work.
Well, they're cartoons.
Yeah. Okay.
There are two of them are cartoons where she is the voice, but how about six movies in 18 months?
Mm.
I don't think Kristen Wiig will ever have to worry about paying the light bill. And I know this sounds harsh, but we've talked about this before, too. I noticed this morning where, well, it was actually yesterday, we have three climbers who have died on Mount Everest, and two were missing as of yesterday. In the simplest terms, don't do that. Don't climb Mount Everest. And one of these guys that died is 61. Hey, don't do it.
And they call it altitude sickness. So does that just mean you pass out because you don't
don't have enough oxygen with you, and you pass out, and then you die. And it says that on May 10th of 1996 was the worst day ever on Mount Everest. Eight people died just that day. It said that the climbers who started their ascents late in the day, apparently there's a time when a window, and you need to climb at a certain time of day, and if you wait too late, this big avalanche came or something and just killed all eight of them. Well, you know what? That's what happens when you climb a mountain.
You're going to forever rest on there.
Mount Everest.
Ever
I have
rest.
No desire to do that. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
This guy is visiting a friend of his out in San Francisco. And as friends do, they just start talking about life and their ages and their kids and their jobs. And somehow the term colonoscopy comes up. And the visitor from St. Louis, who's visiting his friend in San Francisco, tells his San Francisco friend he's never had a colonoscopy. And his buddy says, Bob, come on, man, you're 55 years old. I mean, you should have... He said, well, you know, I don't know. The idea of that. And his friend in San Francisco, where he's visiting, says, look, the place I went, the clinic here in San Francisco, they're the best. They might be the best in the country. While you're out here, because you're out here for a week, why don't you just... I'll make a call, and you go where I went, and it's nothing, and you'll be done with it. He said, he said, look, trust me on this. Everybody thinks this colonoscopy thing is it's not a big deal. Let me just call for you. He said, okay. So he calls, and the next thing you know, the visitor from St. Louis is walking in with his friend from San Francisco to the colonoscopy clinic. And he gets in there, and this guy comes in. He's got that cut open in the back gown thing on. He's laying on his side, getting ready to get put under to have it. And this guy walks in. And the patient from St. Louis, who's at the San Francisco clinic, says, hey, who are you, a doctor? He says, no. He says, I'm a nurse. I'm a male nurse. He said, I don't know, man. He says, no. It's always this. This is how it's done. He says, don't worry. Everything's fine. He starts to administer the IV, and the male nurse says to the guy on the table, he says, now, look, you need to understand that you're not to worry. It's quite normal at about this stage to get an erection. And the guy on the table says, I don't have an erection. The male nurse says, yeah, but I do.
With your Golden Oaklanding Airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. You've got an accident on southbound 170 just after Del Mar that's blocking the right lane. Traffic backed up approaching Page, southbound 270. That stop and go from Page down through Doherty Ferry. Once you get beyond that, it looks good. Got a baseball traffic coming in. Beautiful night for baseball. And it is slow on eastbound 40 from Chesterfield Parkway west up through Mason. You're heavy again from McKnight up through Big Bend. Westbound traffic, you are slowing now from Spady out through Mason and then heavy from Boone's Crossing to the Boone Bridge. If you are on eastbound 270, some stop-and-go traffic now a little bit east of McDonald through New Florissant and westbound 70. That is a little bit better. You're just heavy past the airport, and then you're slow again from Zumbel out through T.R. Hughes, but that's just in some slow pockets. This traffic report, it's brought to you by RE/MAX. Having twins, just married, is your empty nest too big? For all the things that move you, they can help. Find an agent near you at RE/MAX.com. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Are you in the market for a porta potty? Don't laugh. Maybe you're in charge of a family reunion, a special event, a wedding, a reunion, or maybe you're in charge of a construction site. Whatever the reason is, you have a large group of people coming together, you're going to need a porta potty. And I'm here to tell you about R&R Sanitation. St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated R&R Sanitation. Their porta potties are 40% larger. Now you laugh, but that means they're cleaner longer and they smell fresh longer. And at R&R Sanitation, they pick up and drop off at a drop of a hat. The out-of-town conglomerate that's trying to put R&R Sanitation, they don't do that. In fact, they'll try and undercut R&R Sanitation, but they won't lose money. You'll be the one that ends up losing. So, be smart. Call R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000, because you do not want to mess with your sanitation issues. 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. And their tagline and their slogan says it best. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Sometimes I worry about what would happen to my family if I lost my job. But I never really thought about what would happen to them if they lost me and I didn't have life insurance. My cousin's husband died, and now she might have to sell her house just to make ends meet. I don't ever want to put my wife through that, so I called AIG Direct.
Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for AIG Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. If you're 40 years old and married, we could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $17 a month. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-500-1092.
I feel so much better now that I called.
It only takes 5 minutes to see how you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-500-1092. 1-800-500-1092.
When my Great Pyrenees dog was rescued, she was nearly 50 pounds underweight. She needed intensive surgery to save her life. From the beginning, I watched her recovery on her rescue group's website. I knew I had to have this amazing dog in my life. But I lived in Seattle, and she was down in Texas. And I wouldn't let it stop me. I flew to Texas to get her. I adopted the gorgeous dog named Joni, and then drove her 2,300 miles up to our new home. Now she's happy, healthy, and the love of my life.
Thanks in part to the Purina Pro Plan Rally to Rescue program, smaller rescue groups like Saving Peers in Need are able to help dogs like Joni every day. In fact, since Rally to Rescue began 5 years ago, their participating network of 500 rescue groups has found homes for an astonishing 250,000 rescued dogs and cats. And the number continues to grow. To volunteer, donate, adopt, or show your support with a Rally to Rescue t-shirt, visit rallytorescue.org today.
Hi, I'm Joe Nevins, president of Smart Wholesale Lending. We've all heard the news about the Smart Loan, and lots of homeowners just like you have been calling and asking the questions. Will this help me? Can this save me money? Can you help me today? And the answer is yes, yes, and yes. And with fixed rates in the threes, no closing costs, and no payments until end of summer, it's never been easier to save you money. Call us today about the Smart Loan, 314-821-9898. 821-9898. I know refinancing your home or buying a home can be one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. At Smart Wholesale Lending, we understand that. It's our promise to make sure you get the best mortgage possible. And with fixed rates in the threes, no closing costs, and no payments until end of summer, the time is now. Call us today at 314-821-9898. That's 314-821-9898. Or apply online at smartwholesalelending.com.
All of your hopes and all of your dreams and all that you need to help you succeed is smart.
NMLS number 257970.
There are a lot of unpredictable things that could happen while driving. You could blow a tire, be struck by a drunk driver, or be attacked by a zombie. Yes, a zombie. Zombies can cause crashes by hiding in back seats to stalk unsuspecting drivers or by wandering into roadways as cars approach. Wearing your safety belt could protect you from zombies. Wearing your safety belt will keep you safe. And wearing your safety belt is the law, even in the back seat. Don't let the zombies win. Click it or ticket. This message brought to you by the Illinois Department of Transportation.
Does the uncertainty of finding a good used car make you a little nervous? Well, it doesn't have to. The answer is simple. Honda certified used cars. They're well-maintained late model Hondas. Each undergoes a 150-point inspection, then backed by one of the best warranties in the business. And now, get low APR financing on all Pilot and Ridgeline certified used Honda models. I think uncertainty has just left the building. Honda certified used cars. Oh, and don't forget, it may be used, but it's still a Honda.
See dealer for financing and limited warranty details.
6 months, same as cash financing with approved credit from the original $189 window, guys. Window World. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here for Window World. With 0% financing and online discount coupons, now's a great time to replace your windows, siding, insulation, or entry doors and save money on your energy bills. Call Window World, 314-993-1800 for a free in-home estimate. That's 314-993-1800 or online at windowworldstlouis.com.
Oh, where am I going to stay?
When a disaster strikes, the worry runs circles in your head.
What do I do now?
Pause, breathe in, and call ASAP Contracting and Roofing now. 314-381-3300 in Missouri, 618-281-8675 in Illinois.
Sorry. We're laughing at the dark-haired blonde. Sometimes you just can't help it. It's time to go out to... Oh, real quickly, go to our Facebook page. In addition to the numbskulls that put their kid in the washer at the laundromat, there is another incredible optical illusion that Peon put up there. You look at a plus. It's like a plus sign. You stare at it. You're not going to believe what it does. It is so much fun. Facebook.com/AM and the PM. We're going to Southern California now. Check in with Mike Evans, courtesy of Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. You can find out more at thompsonprice.com. Here he is, Mike Evans. I'd like to jump in right away and say, you remember when you were telling us about the disastrous rehearsals supposedly with Mick Jagger and all that stuff? Did you see SNL Saturday?
I didn't see it.
It was outstanding.
Really?
I thought he was hilarious and flawless. It was really entertaining.
I know that they doubled up and tripled up on rehearsal time, so
it must have
paid off.
It must have paid off, because I thought he was really beyond what I would ever have expected him to be able to do.
Excellent. That's great to hear.
All right.
Hey, Pop Quiz question, name the name of Billy Bob Thornton's best friend.
All right, Dean.
What's wrong with your voice?
All right, Dean, you know what's wrong with it.
I like it. So, Billy Bob, are you ready?
I'm ready, Mike. Go on with it.
John Cusack?
It could be him.
Robert Duvall?
It could be him, too.
Dwight Yoakam?
It could even be him.
All right, then.
Oh, no.
Yeah, okay, fine. Hey, from yesterday, New York Post, on the hanging suicide death of Mary Kennedy, Robert Kennedy Jr.'s wife. This was on the editorial page written by the head editor of the New York Post. I found this so amazing, I wanted to share it with you. On the editorial page, New York Post yesterday, quote, "When we heard about Mary's suicide, we heard the familiar, oh no, another Kennedy curse. There is no mysterious God out there after the Kennedys. Let's call it what it is. The natural fallout when you are a member of a family riddled with entitled, underachieving drunks, drug addicts, and adulterers whose treatment of women has been historically deplorable for almost 100 years.
Wow!
Man.
I couldn't believe it when I read it.
Well.
Yeah, I don't think he's a fan of the Kennedys. And then he went on to explain going back to Joe Kennedy, and remember the Kennedy cousins were convicted of murder.
Yep. Hey, it's you know what? You can argue with what you just read or all you want to, but there's a lot of truth to that.
Absolutely. Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah!
Come on, man. Still a drunk pile. Friday night she was at a party in the Hollywood Hills with Paris Hilton.
Oh, yeah.
The party was so loud, police had to be called. When finally Lindsay left, it was a little after 7 o'clock in the morning.
Whoa.
She's a party animal. Mm. Some things never change. TV News, MTV has decided to scrub their new reality show, My First. That's what it was called. The show is going to follow 10 virgins and talk to them as they dated and just moments before and after they lost their virginity.
Moments before?
Ooh, I want to see the after, yeah.
My First. MTV decided that they're not going to go ahead with it, at least not for now.
And that would have been a new low.
It would have been a new low. NBC has added more coverage of the Summer Olympics from London. There will be 280 hours now, starting July 27th.
Yeah, thank goodness.
I'll watch the Olympics.
I like watching it, too.
Yeah. You don't like the Olympics?
I pick and choose. I watch, like, two events. The rest, but most people do that.
I like them. Smartest person on television is on a sitcom. Amy Farrah Fowler.
Oh, yeah.
Never heard of her.
Well, the real name is Mayim
Bialik.
Bialik, right. She was on Blossom.
Yeah.
She is Sheldon's girlfriend on Big Bang Theory. Have you ever seen that?
No, never. Oh. I've never seen
it. Very funny show.
So, great show. She was offered a free ride to Harvard and Yale.
Wow.
Turned it down. Turned it down, took a scholarship. Got her doctorate in physics at UCLA in 2 years.
Whoa.
2 years, and she was working full-time.
2 years?
Man.
Has 177 IQ, speaks a half dozen languages, plays a half a dozen instruments.
Wow, can we relate to that?
Can we ever?
The answer is no.
She's one of the those breastfeeding advocates, too.
And sleeping with your child.
Yeah.
I would breastfeed right now if it was offered to me.
Yeah,
but that's just me.
Hey, let me tell you something.
Me too, Mike.
Let me tell you something. If something is healthy and good for you, why would it no longer be good for you when you're growing?
Exactly.
Yeah.
There you go.
Little baby. What's yeah? Jeez.
You ever tasted breast milk?
Oh, good grief!
Yes.
Huh?
Oh, damn.
I have.
Yeah, I have.
Well, I'm assuming most people have if they were nursed as a child.
I don't remember.
Oh, yeah.
No, I know when my wife had our children, I tried it.
Out of the tap?
Out of the tap.
Yeah.
She put a little bib on me and everything.
I just tried some drops, some drips.
All right, man.
Oh, man.
Okay. Get over here.
What's up with CW Network? You got a new show called The Selection. From what I've seen, it looks exactly like The Hunger Games. I don't get it. Pierce Morgan said that he would double Larry King's viewers when he took over the show. Well, let's take a look. The week before Larry King left, he averaged 122,000 viewers. Last week, Pierce averaged 39,000 viewers.
He's horrible.
Oh, just brutal. And some movie news. I think this sounds great. Sandra Bullock and Melissa McCarthy.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
no.
Yeah,
little really. America whip spread.
Yeah.
I think she's hilarious, though.
She is funny.
Melissa McCarthy and Sandra Bullock are doing a movie together. It's a comedy. They'll play two female cops that are on the same beat working.
That could be funny.
I think it sounds funny. And finally on the broadcast,
Cagney and Manacy.
Dan,
get to the question about me.
Yeah, Billy Bob, you ready?
I'm ready, man.
Okay, so tell everybody, who is your best friend? Is it John Cusack, Robert Duvall, Dwight Yoakam? Go ahead and get some answers.
What do you think, Tina?
I'm going to go with Dwight.
I'm going to go Dwight Yoakam.
Robert Duvall.
Robert Duvall.
Answer's Dwight Yoakam.
I was just kidding with you. I was teasing on everybody.
I'm Mike Evans in Hollywood. See ya.
I need to answer to my own friend question.
Who got that right?
Yeah, huh? That's weird.
I didn't get it right on purpose.
It's because Billy Bob's really into music.
I know my own friends. He was in the movie with me. Slim
yes,
Blade.
He was. Yes, he was.
Yeah.
He played that mean man.
Yeah.
That was bad to that boy.
Yeah. He killed him.
Don't you never lay a hand on that boy. That's what I told him.
Yeah.
What was his name in there? Doyle. Yeah, Doyle Hargreaves is his name. He's a mean, mean man when he was drinking. He was mean to that woman. He was mean to that boy.
Mm-hmm.
He started after that boy. I said, don't you never lay a hand on that boy. I remember I went up to that place and I said, you got anything good to eat in there? And then I got me some French fried potatoes. And asked that woman to make me some biscuits. She done it. She made them. How many of you people want me to keep
all
doing
right, all right.
I see him phones are ringing. You know what people are saying? Keep doing it.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that's
keep
what
doing
it is.
Billy Bob. We love it. That's what they're saying.
I'm not answering them.
My next job on the radio, I'm going to do a whole show like this. I'm going to take calls and everything. What do you want? People call. That's what I'll say. What do you want?
And now, a word from Red Lake. 90 miles from St. Louis. RedLakeGolfResort.com. That's pretty easy to remember. If you can't remember it, you go to frankopinion.com, you click on sponsors, and there it is. They're in alphabetical order, RedLakeGolfResort.com. I actually don't know where to start here because you could do minutes, an hour, on just the golf course. But then there's that whole lake, that 19,000-acre lake. That's a big lake, 19,000 acres. The golf course itself is 27 holes. We'll start there. Lighted driving range. Full-service pro shop, 46 lodge rooms, 24 condominiums, and that's... two- and three-bedroom condominiums, two- and three-baths. Cart, drive around like you're really actually in a resort. You get a golf cart and you drive around if you want. Full-service restaurant, bar and grill, banquet facilities. You know, I can't count the times KTRS has had a station function. Well, yes, I can. Yeah. Never. Never. Bike trail, winery. You want to rent a boat, they rent pontoon boats. And again, 19,000 acres, 13 miles long, that lake, and 3 miles wide, two public beaches, guided horseback riding and stable. You get the idea? It's 90 miles from St. Louis. Go to this website, RedLakeGolfResort.com. That's RedLakeGolfResort.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. Well, they have cleared that accident on southbound 170 at Del Mar, but traffic is slow now from Olive all the way down through Highway 40. If you're coming in to watch the baseball game, wow, is there a long line of traffic. You're slow from Clarkson through Mason and then from Ballas all the way in through Big Bend. It is bumper to bumper. Now, you are getting better on westbound 70. Still a little heavy as you go past the airport and slow from Mid River Small Drive out through TRUs. Downtown, that has all thinned out. You look great going to the Poplar Street Bridge. No problems coming over from the Illinois side. The only problems you do have is when you, you get over the Poplar Street Bridge from about Busch Stadium to Union Station. You've got one lane open, so traffic is running really slow there. Southbound 270 is still slow from 40 through Doherty Ferry. And this traffic report brought to you by Check It to Cash. Check It to Cash guarantees the lowest rate on title loans. If you have a loan with someone else, they will help you buy it back, and you will save money. Ask about their $50 cashback offer. Hurry now to Check It to Cash. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is NASCAR driver Mike Wallace. As a race car driver, it's my job to go as fast as I can to get my job done. But when it comes to getting a new roof, that'd be the last thing I want my roofing contractor to do. Celebrating their 60th anniversary, Compton Roofing's mission has always been to take their time, do a quality job, and make sure the customer is satisfied. And with the most recent storm damage, that is exactly what you should expect as well. Their staff of professionals are experienced, trained, and knowledgeable about the newest products, like the Atlas, Plus, Pristine Pinnacle, the first shingle of its kind with Scotchgard. It's a process that will eliminate the algae, fungus, and ugly discoloration that you see on a lot of roofs. So do me a favor. If you called your insurance company, call the pros at Compton Roofing and let them help. 314-427-5912 or toll free 800-447-5912 or ComptonRoofing.com. I'm Mike Wallace. Why am I confident about Compton Roofing? Because when I need a new roof, I call Compton Roofing. You should too.
Man, I am tired.
Yeah.
You people, you try this sometime. 3 hours. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You do get lost now here.
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Wildwood, DePere, Columbia, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.